namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Atainam astauravadarya purusham.
Atainam astauravadarya purusham.
Padam natangak kritadi kritanjali. Swarochi shabharata sutika graham.
Swarochi shabharata sutika graham.
Virochayat. Tam gata bi prabhavavit.
Virochayam tam gata bi prabhavavit.
Atainam astaudavadarya purusham.
Atainam astaudavadarya purusham.
Padam natangak kritadi kritanjali.
Padam natangak kritadi kritanjali.
Swarochi shabharata sutika griham.
Swarochi shabharata.
Virochayantam bhatabhi prabhavavit.
Virochayantam bhatabhi prabhavavit.
Ata. Thereafter.
Thereafter.
Enam. To the child.
To the child.
A stout.
Offered prayers.
Avadarya.
Avadarya.
I have to take it back. Understanding surely that the child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Understanding surely that the child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Purusham.
Purusham.
The Supreme Person.
The Supreme Person.
Param.
Param.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Nata angaha.
Nata angaha.
Falling down.
Falling down.
Kritadi.
Kritadi.
With concentrated attention. Krita
Anjali,
with folded hands.
Swarochisha,
by the brilliance of his personal beauty. Bharata, O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Maharaj Bharata.
O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Maharaj Bharata.
Sutika Griha, the place where the Lord was born. Virochayantam,
illuminating all around.
Gatabhi,
all his fear disappeared.
Prabhavavit,
he could now understand the influence of the Supreme Personality of
Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of King Bharata, Vasudeva could understand that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. Having concluded this without a doubt, he became fearless. Bowing with folded hands and concentrating his attention, he began to offer prayers to the child, who illuminated his birthplace by his natural influence. Purport. Struck with such great wonder, Vasudeva now concentrated his attention on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding the influence of the Supreme Lord, he was surely fearless, since he understood that the Lord had appeared to give him protection. Gatabhi prabhavavit. Understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present, he appropriately offered prayers as follows. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Anyway, I'll continue for the next few days this speaking in Hindi also. And then after we come back, we'll make a different arrangement. Hey, Bharata Vamshi Maharaj Parikshit. Vasudevya jangai ki ye balak bhagavan narayan hai. Is nikarsh par pahunchte hi ve nirbhaya ho gaye. Hat jore. Mastak navaye. Tata ekagra chitta ve is balak ki smriti karne lage jo apne sahaj prabhav se apne janmastan ko jagmog kar raha tha. Tatparya. Itne mahan ascharya se chakit Vasudev ne ab apna dhyan bhagavan par ekagra kiya. Vai bhagavan ke prabhav ko samajkar nirbhaya ho gaye. Kyunki ve jane gaye ki meri raksha ke liye bhagavan prakat hue hai. Gatabik prabhavavit. Ye jankar ki sakshat bhagavan upastit hain, unhone nimnavat samuchita stuti ki. So Vasudev has some attraction to Krishna's opulent position. And therefore, he's very much aware that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has now appeared before him. So Vasudev ka kafi bhagavan par ka ruchi par akarshan hai. Isliye ye khub jante hai ki ab apne samne swayam bhagavan narayan rehte hai. So he's going to offer respectful prayers similar to the prayers offered in Vaikuntha to the Supreme Lord Narayan. So I'll be Vasudev Pratana Karega. Pratana Dachitna Jesa Pratana Vaikuntha Lokmev Sri Narayan Ka Sevak Kete hai. There's nothing wrong with understanding that Krishna is God. If we don't understand he's God, how can we have proper devotion for him? It's not that the intimate devotees of Krishna are ignorant of the fact that he's God. Koi galat nahi hai. Bujhkar ki Shri Krishna swayam bhagavan hai. Aise nahi hai ki Krishna ka brajbasi bhakta nahi jante hai ki ye bhagavan hai. It's not true. They do know. Ye sab jante hai. They know that Krishna is God. Otherwise you cannot become a pure devotee of Krishna. The tattva jnana must be there. You must understand the factual position of Krishna. If you try to have an intimate relationship with Krishna without such proper knowledge, then you are what is called sahajiya. You're making a cheap thing out of devotional service, and it is considered very bad, abominable. Agar aap na theek tarah se pooch kar kya Krishna kya hai, Bhagawan kya hai, is tatva gyan bina ke hamare shuddha bhakti keval sasta tamasha hai. Sasti tamasha hai. It's a cheap show. Shruti smriti paranadi pancharatrika vidim vina Aikantiki Hare Bhaktim Utpataya Kalpate. If we don't have proper knowledge, which is normally derived from scripture, from guru, from sadhu, if we don't have proper knowledge about who God is, who the jiva is, how the relationship between God and the jiva is to be properly revived, without such basically scriptural knowledge, our devotional service is simply a disturbance. It's a disturbance for ourselves. It's just a lot of effort and an agitation of the mind with nothing much accomplished. It's a disturbance for other devotees. It disturbs their peace to see such faulty devotional service. And it's a disturbance for Krishna. It doesn't satisfy him. Agar hamari asli tattva gyan nahi hota hai, agar hum shastra se, guru se, aur sadhu se ye tattva gyan kabhi nahi paya, to hamare shuddha bhakti keval disturbance, upadrava. What is the word? Pareshan. Dete hain. Apne aap ko, dusre bhakton ko, aur Bhagavan Shri Krishna ko. Pareshan. Dete hain. What? Anukshana. Nuksan, I know.
Nuksan.
Hare Krishna. Therefore, we want to actually satisfy Krishna. We don't want to just be an annoyance to him. Therefore, we should want to practice devotional service properly, following the guidance of Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. Ichha hona chahiye ki hum Bhagavan Bhagavan Krishna ko pasand honge, that we be pleasing to Krishna. Isliye hum Guru Shastra aur Sadhu ke anusaran hi Krishna Bhagavad Vidhi Bhakti Vidhi Anusaran Karna Chahiye. We should follow, practice Bhakti ka Abhyas Karna Chahiye, Guru Shastra or Sadhu Ke New Desh Ke Anusar. Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami are both eternal associates of Krishna. They don't need to practice anything to become devotees. They were born devotees. Dono, Maharaj Parikshit or Shukadev Goswami, Shri Krishna ka shashvata parshada hai. Avashakata nahi ki ye kuch sadhana ka abhyas kare. Ye janma se shuddha bhakti te. Amesha. They've always been devotees since their very birth. What is it? Abhimanyu Satu Raja. No, was it? No. Mahabhagavato Raja Vasudeva Bala Kridanakaya Kridan Krishna Kridan Yadade. Pariksit Maharaj, when he was a little boy, he was playing games, but he was playing games only in connection with Krishna. Not Maya games. Bala Kridanakaya Kridan Krishna Kridan Yadade. Sri Pariksit, Bachpan me. Is Bachpan? Childhood?
Yeah.
Kel rahe the, jaise dusro, you know, bala, kel rahe the, parantu, Krishna ke mare me hi, bare me hi, kel rahe the, Krishna kridam, Krishna ki murti se, puja ke anukaran ki, he imitated the deity worship with his own deities. Krishna lila ka, can we say ananoyana? No, you can't. Abhinoyana, can you say in Hindi? Abhinoyana? He acted out. Yeah, Krishna lila ke anunoyana kiya. He acted out Krishna's pastimes. This is Krishna Krita. Even a child can do this. Because Pariksit was from birth a pure devotee. Janma Sehi, Sri Pariksit, Krishna Kapshuna Bhakta Ta. Or Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami. He did not even want to leave his mother's womb. He refused. He stayed in his mother's womb for 16 years. Sri Sukadeva Goswami, aisa bhakta tha ki apne maan ki ghar ke garbh se nikal na chahte the. 16 saal tak maan ki garbh mein rehte the. Only when Krishna himself came to Bhadarika Ashram on Vyasadeva's request and asked, Sukadeva, please come out. Your mother is disturbed. Only then did Sukadeva agree to take birth. Because he had no interest in the material world. He didn't want to be in a place where Maya could affect him. So he didn't want to take birth. Okay, Sirf Jab Swayam Krishna Bhadarika Ashram Jhakar. Vyasadev ke request, arzi ke anusar, Sri Krishna Bhadarika Ashram tak pahuncha, or swayam Sukadev se garbh mein Sukadev se pooch liya hai, pooch liya ki kripaya aapke maa parishan hai, niklo me vada, you can say promise deta hun ki meri maya shakti aapko kabhi nahi chunengi. I promise you my maya potency will never touch you, so don't be afraid, just come out. So also from birth Sukadeva Goswami was a pure devotee. Is prakar janma se hi Sukadeva Goswami bhi shuddha bhakta tha Krishna ka. Therefore we understand that neither Pariksit nor Sukadeva had any need to perform sadhana to become devotees. Dono ka koi zaruri nahi kabhi nahi tha ti ki ye kuch sadhana karein kyunki ye hamesha shuddha bhakta the janma se. They were always devotees. Whatever they did was a spontaneous and pure expression of their act, of their pure devotion. Jo kuch ye kabhi karte the dono Pariksit or Sukadev, ye sab kuch unke shuddha akritkrama bhakti ka prakash ta This is a manifestation, expression of their pure devotion. Je dil ka nidesh ke anusar sab kuch karte the. They did everything on the dictate of their heart, not on the dictate of scripture. Na shastra ke nidesh ke anusar. This is Raghunuga Bhakti. But only those who have the adhikar are allowed to practice this. Sirf jin ka uchit adhikar hai. Ye Raghunuga marg par chal sakte hai. Those who do not have the adhikar and try to imitate the Raghunuga path and ignore the instructions of scripture and of guru and of sadhu, they simply become bad. Their devotional service is useless. Ye guru sadhu shastra ke upadesh namantim hai. Balki ye Raghunuga Bhakti ka anukaran hi karte hai. Anukaran is imitation? Yeah. Bhagavad Bhakti nakli rup mein hi karte hai. Uska koi fayda nahi hoga. Kuch fayda nahi hoga. And Krishna is not satisfied with them. Unse unpar Krishna ka santushti nahi hai. Krishna can tolerate all sorts of nonsense. Krishna sahan shil hai. Yeah, sab. Can we say to tolerate in Hindi?
Sahan.
Sahan. Yeah. Sab kuch sab aparad. Sakarte hai, sab sakte hai, Shri Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So he doesn't curse them to go to hell. They're not. He doesn't consider these cheap devotees as demons, but he's not satisfied with them. And the big show of devotion that they make, Krishna just ignores it. It means nothing to him. So, Shri Krishna, sahanshil hai, in, how do you say, cheap devotees?
Sasta
bhaktong par.
Nakli
bhaktong par. Shaap nahi deta hai. Shaswata narak ko nahi bej deta hai. Unko. Lekin, inke bhakto ka nakli tamasha se yeh santush nahi hai. He doesn't pay any attention. Yeh is par kuch bhi dhyan nahi deta hai. He ignores. All this noise, loudspeakers, big show, Bhagavat Katha, this and that, Krishna ignores all of it. He's not paying attention. He's got earplugs in. Blindfolds, he's not paying attention. He pays attention to the pure devotees, even without loudspeakers, without a big show. He pays attention when the pure devotees are hearing and chanting. Yes, sab shor, kab nakli bhakta itne shor machate hai. Krishna kuch bhi jan nahi. इस पर देते हैं उसके कान में प्लग्स लुई है रुई या काटन और आंखों पर काला चश्मा है कुछ भी ध्यान नहीं देते हैं लेकिन जब शुद्ध भक्त असली भक्त सरल रूप से श्रवण कीर्तन करते हैं bada, you know, bade tamasha ke bina api. Tabhi Krishna is par dhyan karte hain. Aur usko ye pasand hai. Krishna is pleased. When Krishna is pleased, then our life becomes successful. Yasmin tushte jagat tushtam. Jab param tattva tushta hai, prasand hai. You satisfied? Tab sab dunya, sab koi, dunya mein sab prasand honge. Okay. Any questions or comments? Quite passionate? Yes.
What happens to Saradiyas in the next birth?
Oh. It depends. It depends on what kind of aparads they're committing. They have to pay for their aparads. Some sahajas are just foolish. They make no progress, but they're not very offensive. They manage somehow not to commit offenses. Maybe they've got some sort of spiritual master who doesn't set them on the right path, but also is not offensive. The guru's not offensive to the disciple, the faithful disciple, even though he's making no real progress, at least he's avoiding offenses. Then okay. Then they can take birth again and, you know, and get a better opportunity to practice properly. But if they commit serious aparads, then they have to suffer, they have to pay for those. Example, there's this deviant group who originally was founded by a disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if I understand right. And this disciple decided that chanting Hare Krishna in public is not proper. We should chant something else in our public kirtans. And he made up this Gornitai Radhe Sham, Bhaja Hare Krishna Radhe. Yes? Nitai Gor Radhe Sham, Bhaja Hare Krishna Hare Ram. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't like this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, was furious about it. This is aparad. To make up a mantra in defiance of the order of your guru. To, you know, to institute some novel form of devotional service that displeases your guru. What will that accomplish? That's aparad. So this group is still strong, and they have an ashram directly behind, they still have it, directly behind our Krishna Balaram guest house in Vrindavan. And it used to be they had loud 24-hour kirtan. At night, you could not avoid hearing it. If you stayed in the guest house, especially in the back rooms, you would have nightmares about men coming from Mars and, you know, invasion from Mars and all sorts of horrible dreams because of this inauspicious sound vibration. So the devotees, some devotees asked Prabhupada once, these Babajis who are chanting this mantra, will they go back to Godhead? Because this is Krishna's names. And what do you think Prabhupada answered?
700 lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, they will, but after 700 lifetimes. Because they committed that aparad. For that aparad, they have to suffer 700 lifetimes punishment. When that's finished, then they can go back to Godhead. So it depends on what the aparad is. If you manage to avoid aparads, then Krishna will just, you know, excuse you for your nonsense.
And in animal life, there is no aparad.
No, but animal life is usually, you know, animal life in the holy dham is usually a result that usually it was a human being who committed aparad, and that's how he became an animal. And in his animal life, he's paying for the previous aparad. That's animals in the dham. Animals in the rest of the world are just animals.
These animals cannot commit aparad, they have no aparad.
Yes. An animal is innocent. If you really want to avoid aparads, one way to do it is become an animal. And human life is a risky responsibility because you can commit aparads against Vaishnavas.
Is that this particular disciple, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was committing an offense against Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So maybe successive generations, they never knew they should not chant this mantra and they were faithful to their guru.
So they get... Some fraction of the same offensive reaction. They're participating. They didn't have to join that sampradaya. You're responsible for which sampradaya you join, you get at least part of the sinful reaction of your guru. Maybe not all of it. You know, there's some excuse for innocence, but you get a certain percent at least of the reaction for picking a bogus guru. You get reaction for that. It's responsibility to human life. You can mess it up. You know, picking your guru is the most important thing. It's even more important than picking a spouse. Yeah. Because your spiritual life depends on it. Anything else? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.